Paradigm is nothing but a multitude of habits. They're programmed into your subconscious mind to control your behavior. It's got nothing to do with how smart you are. It's got nothing to do with what your formal education is. It's got nothing to do from which side of the tracks you come from. Mm-hmm. It has to do with your paradigm. The paradigm is a program in your subconscious mind. It's both genetic and environmental that's controlling your behavior. Everyone that can hear my voice knows how to do better than they're doing. And they may wonder, why don't I do it? It's because you're programmed to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And until you change the program, nothing's going to change. Mm-hmm. Paradigm has to be changed. It's already happened intellectually the second you think about it. It's already happened emotionally when you're emotionally involved with it. So it's only a period of time until it manifests in physical form. But because it's not in physical form, we act like we haven't got it yet. That's why most people stay stuck, because they're acting like they haven't got it yet. So you see yourself, your imagination, you got to be that person. Goethe said that, great philosopher. He said, before you can do something, you first must be something. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be it intellectually. You've got to be it emotionally. It's like Solomon says, as a person thinks in their heart, the emotional mind. Well, it's only a period of time then until it manifests physically. That's one of the first laws of the universe, is the perpetual transmutation of energy. Energy is moving into form, always. So we cause it all to happen the way we think and the way we stay locked into ideas. I think you build the image of what you want. But everything you create twice. Once in here, once out here. So we have to see ourselves with what we want here. Now we've got enormous deterrent in our paradigm. We're conditioned genetically and environmentally. And that conditioning is controlling most people's lives. That's why brilliant people are broke. Brilliant people are unhappy. Brilliant people never really accomplish very much. They're absolutely brilliant, but their paradigm is controlling them. And then there's environmental conditioning. We know almost all welfare recipients are fourth, fifth generation welfare recipients. So this is passed down from generation to generation. Now, unfortunately, we're all exactly the same. We got exactly the same potential. Our spiritual DNA is perfect. But that perfection never expresses itself properly because of this paradigm. It's in conditioning in our subconscious mind. You see so many brilliant people and they don't make it. We have perception, the will, reason, imagination, memory, and intuition. They're the faculties that make us separate from everything else. Like, all the other little creatures on the planet are completely at home in their environment. We're the only creature that's totally disoriented in our environment. And that's because we've been given the faculties to create our own environment. But we've never been taught how to use. When John Kennedy asked Dr. Werner von Braun what it would take to build a rocket that would carry a person to the moon, bring him back safely to Earth, von Braun said, he answered him in five words. He said, the will to do it. Many people would hear that, they don't really understand what he said. The ability to hold that picture on the screen of your mind and nothing else, because the will is what gives you the ability to concentrate. Energy flows to and through you. Through concentration, you increase the amplitude of vibration when the energy leaves you. That's how absentee healing's done, through the will. Mm-hmm. You know, a practitioner will hold the idea, and they'll have the subject relax, be very quiet. They transfer that thought right into the person's subjective mind. Because your intuition is a mental faculty that picks up vibration and translates it in your mind. It's through intuition that you get answers to your question. Like you asked a question, the opposite side of question is an answer. It's the equal and opposite side. So our answer comes with our question, but we're not tuned in to pick it up. You know, like every question is an answer. Well, the imagination, of course, it's everything. So you get these higher faculties and you get using them, and I start to learn how to use these. And I started to see that we've got so much going for us that we never hear about. School doesn't teach us. Our parents don't teach us. You go to work for a company, they don't teach you. So the odds of learning it are really slim, you know. And it's the reason there's so few people that really are successful in life. There's all kinds of material around on success. My goodness, there's more around today than there's ever been. Concentration increases amplitude of vibration. There's a power flowing to and through us all the time. It never stops. You can photograph the energy leaving the body. Well, concentration increases, it makes it more powerful. So whatever you concentrate on, you're giving more energy to. Emerson said the only thing can grow is the thing you give energy to. So as you start to learn how to utilize these higher faculties, you start to learn how to improve the quality of your life. And you start to see why you're God's highest form of creation. Intuition is a feeling that you pick up. Intuition reads feeling. Feeling is conscious awareness of vibration. So you're reading vibration. Vibration is a natural law of the universe. That your body vibrates. Come to a rather strange fact. We tend to minimize the things we can do, the goals we can accomplish, and for some equally strange reason, we think other people can accomplish things that we cannot. If I want to be free, I got to be. And I was watching him and thinking, my God, this guy's so good. If only I could do that. I could never do that. All of a sudden, that record of Earl started to play in my head. Now, right here, we come to a rather strange fact. We tend to minimize the things we can do, the goals we can accomplish. And I thought, damn, that's what Earl means. The paradigm can only be changed one of two ways. One is an emotional impact and repetition, constant spaced repetition. So you take this affirmation of thing I want to change, and you've got to keep repeating it to yourself. You've got to keep seeing it through the repetition of it. Pretty soon it becomes fixed in your mind. Then the thing you're afraid of becomes a habit. You just automatically do it. Like there's things you do automatically today that you don't even give a thought to.
Yeah.
But at one time you're afraid to do it.
Sure.
So that's, I think that's how you keep changing. Thought is a very powerful, thought is the preamble to everything. You think on frequencies. Now this has to do with goals. When you set a goal, you have to flip your brain onto the frequency that the good that you desire or that you need for that goal is there. Uh-huh. So most people don't make the decision because they don't know how to get it. You don't have to know how to get it. That's why Von Braun said when Kennedy asked him how to get to the moon, the will to do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to make the decision. You don't make the decision when you've got enough money or when you've got all the resources. You make the decision.